You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I want to thank BizNow for helping us sponsor this next segment. They brought us together. We're going to have a great BizNow event coming up, talking about Puerto Rico, and our friend Adriano is going to call in a little bit and tell us a little bit about that. But right now, we've got Adam Grainfader. He's with, who are you with again, Adam?
Fortune International.
You got a
Fortune International Realty.
Yeah, there you go. I got to get you brought back in. You've been doing Facebook, LinkedIn, all kinds of crazy stuff. Here and now, man. Here and now. Okay, and he's got his good friend, Jay Smith. Jay's the president and CEO of Enfusion Consulting. They're Carolina-based. I got a lot of friends in Carolina that love Myrtle Beach. So you'll help me find out. I know. I threw that out there. That's a softball for you. But I know you invest all over the country, and you're really investing in Puerto Rico. We're going to talk about what's going on in Puerto Rico, and we're going to bust some myths about why you should do business in Puerto Rico. So why don't we start off with Adam. Adam, tell me a little bit about what you found out by doing business down in Puerto Rico.
Been living in Puerto Rico for 20 plus years, and I know we've all heard some bad news about Puerto Rico, but the time is now. Puerto Rico has turned the corner, hit the bottom. The light is revealed at the end of the tunnel, and the time is now. Great investors like John Paulson, Tannenbaum have said that Puerto Rico is like Miami in the 1980s. Time to get in now.
You know, I was talking to some investors last year, and they were going, where am I going to find yield? Where am I going to find a value-add property? There's nothing to do. I said, dude, Puerto Rico. And they said, well, I'm not comfortable with that, blah, 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 Puerto Rico. So, John, tell me why those people are wrong.
Hey, that's exactly the same, approach that I thought of and the brackets I had around Puerto Rico. I thought it was a foreign country. I didn't realize it was an easy access country, no passport needed, fly right in.
Come on.
I thought it would be incredibly difficult to develop under different guidelines. Yet, what do I find? Yeah, the same regulatory agencies that we deal with here in developing communities and subdivisions in the United States are the same ones in Puerto Rico. It's the Corps of Engineers, it's the Fish and Wildlife Service, all there now tuned up with a new governor at the lead, pushing for new business opportunities, and we've been finding them.
You know, I went there a number of years ago to El Conquistador, man, we rode the funicular. My wife and I toured the island. I went to the old city. I had absolutely a great time, and I rode through there, and I said, hey, there's commercial real estate here. Then I went to the CCIM conference, met a whole bunch of guys, I already know you know who I'm talking about, who were from Puerto Rico. They were just awesome dudes. And I said, how come people don't do more business there? He goes, shh. Adam, tell me the secret.
It's all about timing. Timing, timing, timing. Puerto Rico, three things that have happened in the last 90 days that have changed the entire scenario. You have one, the federal government, the U.S. Congress has come in and passed a PROMESA bill, stepping in and taking control. Second thing is you have a new government that is pro-business. And the third thing is that you have a lot of very attractive tax incentives. Puerto Rico today is being called the new Cayman Islands.
Well, wait a minute now. The Cayman Islands, that cuts both ways. That's like a banking security thing going on there. Tell me the good part about it being like the Cayman Islands. John, hit it.
It's Jay.
Well, I'm getting excited. There you go. That's what we like on this show.
Puerto Rico.
He's coming back.
It's 50 cents on the dollar day in Puerto Rico. If you are looking at a brand new oceanfront 3,000 square foot condominium in South Florida, you tell me the price, but I'm going to say it's $1.2 million to $1.5 million. And I'm going to say the same thing in L.A. or perhaps Hawaii is more than that. In Puerto Rico, we are sitting at 50 cents on the dollar. A beautiful place is less than $750,000.
I want to give a quick shout out to Matt, my good friend Matt, who's hit me up on Facebook. He's going, who's out of the hospital? I knew you were out of the hospital, Matt. High five. When are you going to come back and tell us about everything? I love you, bro. It's so great to see you. Okay, now we're back to the show. Adam, it's up to you. So if you were going to do something in Puerto Rico, is it better to do hospitality, residential, retail, office? How's that for a softball?
Go to the beach. Go to the beach. The water's beautiful. Temperature's amazing. You've got beautiful beach parcels that are, like Jay said, 20, 30 cents on the dollar. This is historic. It is a historic opportunity to acquire beautiful prime beachfront land, many of it in resorts, many of it in front of golf courses. That's the call.
Okay, well, we got our sponsor, I think, called in. Adriano, were you there, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jim?
Hey, so listen, Adriano, I got your guys here. Tell me a little bit about your program. It sounds like people need to go to learn to make some money in the only place where there's value-add opportunities in the United States. I'll say it again, in the United States.
Well, yeah, no, let me just start by saying thank you, Adam, and the Association of Builders of Puerto Rico for allowing us to put on this.
Hold on. Adriano, call back. Make the gerbil run a little faster on your phone and get to a place where we can get better. Okay, you near a window now?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Now it's a lot better. See, I always do the gerbil thing. And then some guy said to me today, you know, hey, give that gerbil some of that Gatorade you drink.
AT&T is listening to you, Jim.
I hear you. Go for it. Tell me about it.
I was just saying, I wanted to start by saying thanks to Adam and the Association of Builders of Puerto Rico for allowing us to put this this program. Obviously, you know, a little bit.
All right, we're losing Adriano. Adriano, call back, okay? Just call back, try it again, and we'll go right back. We're going to take a quick break while Adriano feeds his gerbil some Gatorade there, get the hamster wheel rolling. Like, you know, they're all in there together. We're going to talk about the opportunities in Puerto Rico right after this. Again, I want to thank Adriano and Biz Now for bringing these guys on the show. We've got Jay Smith, and we've got Adam Greenfader, and we're going to talk about how to make money in Puerto Rico. So stick with us. You're going to want to hear it. Wanda, rock the house.
Walks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this?